This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Victoria Anzareska, you know, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? Think Midway.com.
No. I don't think that's just it's minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one. Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us today as we are ready for a Friday before the Super Bowl. How are you feeling, Jimmy?
Real good. How about you, Doug?
Well, I'm anxious.
For the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
Me too. It's always a good atmosphere. I just read on the radio, listening to another channel. Sorry, Doug. That the average person consumes 2,400 calories during the game. Are you over or under that?
They're talking just during the whole game, huh?
The whole game, the average.
Over.
You're over 2,400.
Yeah.
I am.
Yeah, over.
I'm over unless I start with celery and Jell-O.
No, there'll be Jell-O involved. celery only for wingies.
There you go.
And usually those
they stay on the side.
Your own, yeah. Usually you don't bring that. If you go down to the restaurant, they'll bring some along on the side, and I'll eat it too. I like the celery.
Yeah,
celery carrots, good to go.
That's what I got.
No problem with that. Coming up on the program today, Nate Klaus is going to give us the very latest on Nebraska recruiting. The Huskers pick up another commit overnight, a linebacker. Obviously, they need some switches from Kansas State to Nebraska. So you go with what you want there. He's out of Georgia. Miami of Florida were among the teams that really wanted this kid. And we'll talk about him with Nate Klaus and what's still to do here in the class before Wednesday. We'll also catch up with Jay Rood, the vice president of the race and sports book for MGM that runs all of Las Vegas. Talk a little prop bets, talk a little bit how the line has fluctuated. And I know you probably have some questions for him, Jimmy.
Yeah, I definitely will.
What do you got? What are you thinking? Let's start with the Super Bowl because this is Friday. This is Super Bowl time. What are you looking at? You've given us selections all year long from time to time. I don't want to wait all the way to the end. We may come back to it after Jay gives us some thoughts. But what are some of the things? There are so many things out there. Maybe it's the game. Maybe it's the over-unders. Maybe there's a prop bet out there. What have you seen that interests you?
I think the one thing I'm going to play the biggest amount is the quarterback rushing totals. The Seattle quarterback, I think, at times can take off and can run well. And they have the longest run for him over under 12.5 yards. And I'm going to bet the over. I think they'll be at some time. You have to be so careful about the rushing totals for a quarterback because his rushing total for the game is 40.5 yards. But if he gets sacked 5 or 6 times, and that can happen, those are yards against him. So, I mean, he could have 70 yards rushing and still finish less than, you know, when I say 70 yards, positive yards, those guys can go back there and have one really bad play, you know, and that rushing total goes against them. They get called for intentional grounding. You know, and that's the 15-yard rushing on him and the penalties from there, but that's still his rushing yard. So, but I think he will have at least one run that will go over 12.5 yards. I think that is a positive. That is an over bet with him. Now, Lynch's over-under is 86.5 yards or 82.5 yards, I believe, 82.5 yards for the game. I don't like that as well as I do that, you know, that we might be able to see and, you know, both quarterbacks could go for a run, too, because one thing about Brady is he's protected himself all year long. He doesn't want to get hurt. Well, guess what? This is the last game. You know, that protection thing's a little different right now. So, and then they have you know, a rushing touchdowns by quarterbacks. I think it's possible that if you have a rushing touchdown by a quarterback, I think that's very possible in this game. And you could take both of them, and they both might get a touchdown. You know, so I think that the quarterbacks rushing the ball, I think, will be more prominent in this game than in some as the passing. I mean, we all know they'll pass, but I think it'll be a little bit. So I think the best bet on the sheet, Russell Wilson will have a rushing play of over 12.5 yards.
All right. I've seen that from a couple of the pros.
Oh, they said
Vegas.
That too.
They like that, yeah. And of course, there's a couple tickets out there that a team you can bet on if a team will score exactly two or however exactly so many points, and like exactly 4 points is like 10,000 to 1 because it's never happened ever. So, of course, there's a lot of things that have never happened ever, and then they happened. So there you go. We were looking at some of the latest story I had on ESPN.com. David Purdom writes there. He says, you know, if Seattle scores exactly 4 points, then somebody holds a ticket worth $50,000 because they put a little wager on that or a $5 wager on that. a 4-2 win by the Seahawks would really hurt the Superbooks.
Oh, wow. 4-2?
You think? The last time a team scored exactly 2 points in a game was Jacksonville against Kansas City in 2013. 28-2, Kansas City won. That was just a regular season game.
Yeah, I think, you know, there's been some safeties, though, in the Super Bowl. They've had a prop bet before. Well, safety in the game, yes or no. And that's fairly large odds. At one time, it was 40 and 50 to 1.
It's 50 to 1 for the first score to be a safety. Last year it was, and this year it was. And, of course, last year there was some phantom tweets going out. I think Mark Cuban had one of them. There was a couple, I just won $8 million because of the safety. And a lot of that stuff turned out to be not true, but it's 50 to 1 again. Now, you have to bet Seattle safety or New England safety, but you know what? You put $10 on each side, and it hit last year, that's 500. You're plus 480, you know, a couple minutes into the game. Yeah, not even that. It's first play
yeah.
game.
You know, I think, you know, when you look at it, I think Lynch is the biggest chalk to score the first touchdown of the game. You know, Marshawn Lynch is the biggest chalk, but there's some other guys up there, but that's a tough bet. But I do know 1 year the kid from North Platte, Nebraska, helped me out, that played for the
Woodhead.
Danny Woodhead scored the first touchdown for New England. It wasn't the first touchdown of the game, but it was the first touchdown for the New England Patriots, and that was 10-1 odds.
There's a lot of those out there for safety just anywhere in the game. It's 5-1, and I think that has happened, three times here in the last six or seven Super Bowls. So, you know, the odds are down to 5-1. That used to be a bigger thing. One of the ones I like is, will there be a successful 2-point conversion in the game? And you will hear when we talk to Jay, and again, more people bet on the Super Bowl than any other event. So that means there's a lot of people that only bet one time a year and really have no idea what they're doing, and they make money. But these prop bets are so much more laid towards Vegas to make money no matter what happens. This isn't just like betting the game one side or the other. The juice or the percentage that they will take, that's 10% on a regular bet. Well, like this, will there be a 2-point conversion? If you bet it and you say, yes, there will be, that's plus 350. So you bet $10 and there is, you win 35. But if you say there won't be a 2-point conversion, you have to bet $50 just to win 10. That's a lot in between from 350 to 500, Jimmy. And there's most of the prop bets are like that. They're not like that during the regular season. In some of these, and there's way more for the Super Bowl, but in some of these, you're getting minus 130 instead of minus 110 on what would be minus 110 on the regular season.
Yeah, they're taking 30% on that bet is what they're taking. That'd be like hitting the and some racetracks do that. I don't know if the average person understands that, but sometimes when you get enough of superfector wagering, trifecta wagering, pick fours, they take out 30%, and which is a huge disadvantage to the player. A huge disadvantage. You know, football is, I mean, when you're betting 11 to win 10, 11 to win 10, they're only taking $1 for every $21 bet, which is actually 5%, Doug, instead of 10%. You know what I mean? Because they're only making a dollar off people risking 22. So it's only, they're only taking 5%. They're not even taking 10%. They're taking 10% off your side, but for both sides wagering, they're only taking 5%. So yeah, the straight action 11 to 10 is by far, anything you can see that direction is a fairly good bet. I mean, way better.
There are some unique lines out there. We'll run down a few of them a little bit later on in the show. Nate Klaus is scheduled to join us from Husker Online. Jay Rood from the MGM in Las Vegas. It's all part of our Super Bowl Friday as we head into Super Bowl 49, Seahawks and Patriots. We'll take a break. Be back with more after this.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
Cornhusker Honda presents a reality check. You don't have to shop all over to find your new Honda. Just head to Cornhusker Honda in Grand Island. You'll find great savings right now on America's most reliable cars and trucks. Plus, financing as low as 0.9% for up to 60 months with your good credit. That's savings for the long haul. The reality is the right choice is right here. Cornhusker Honda, just off North Highway 281 in Grand Island.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Health insurance is changing. You have new options, but which one is right for you? As authorized independent agents for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, Farm Bureau Financial Service agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers know health insurance and can help you understand your options and the differences between them. Contact Rich Peters and Matt Myers and see how they can simplify the process and help you select the right health insurance policy for you and your family. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
A mix of clouds and sunshine develops today with highs into the upper 40s. South winds, meanwhile, stay at about 10 to 15. Tonight, with cloudy skies, some rain or snow showers develop as we head down to 32. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly. Right now, it's 30.
Doug and Daddy's show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstations. Jimmy.
Yeah?
Guess what I got for you?
Bowling.
No. I got quite a few of these for you, by the way, today. Guess what I got for you? Questions following it. By the way, folks, welcome back. I know 1460 had been down for about 20 minutes here. Great timing. Why couldn't that happen during Sedano and Stink? On this Friday of the Super Bowl, we had a power outage out at the tower. I'm not going to get into radio terms for you, but we were just out on power away from our studios, and that knocks the signal down. So we welcome the Kearney audience in with the Hastings audience here on ESPN 1460 and 1550. Thanks for sticking with us. John Cougar Mellencamp, as little Jack and Diane, he's coming to Omaha. And I think hopefully maybe this would be a good show to see. Seen him in concert. You're not a concert guy, are you?
No.
You've been to concerts?
Yeah. Sly and the Family Stone. I saw those guys. Electric Light Orchestra. Saw those guys.
Yellow, I like them.
Yeah, they're pretty good. Yeah, you know why I went.
Women.
Yeah, cool. Yeah.
Well, August 2nd, the Orpheum Theater in Omaha, John Cougar Mellencamp. The thing with this is when they say Orpheum, it's like lead center. And Mellencamp, now that he's been around for years and does a great job, if I want to go see John Cougar Mellencamp rock out. I don't want to see a bunch of acoustic songs in a theater setting. It'll be cool, but I want to go see John Cougar get after it. So hopefully that's the case here at the Orpheum. Tickets are already on sale, so check that out.
So what's John's middle name again? What is it?
Well, see, his name is John Mellencamp.
Okay.
But then back in the day, all the guys said, well, we can't call you that. We got to get a name. We're calling you Johnny Cougar. That's going to be your name, Johnny Cougar.
Yeah. I like the way you say that. Say that again.
Johnny Cougar.
There you go.
Hey, Cowherd does this all the time.
Does he do it? All right.
I mean, he's right, too. He gets into that disc jockey voice, you know, from back in the day. You know, hey, you're listening to ESPN, you know, but he'll say, you know, hey, you're listening to KJKJ. Thanks for tuning in. Now here's a little Johnny Cougar, Jack and Diane. Oh, yeah. So that's coming up on August the 2nd. Here's another one for you as we get set to bring on Nate Klaus, Jay Rude. I got another one. Guess what? I got one for you.
All right.
And then I pulled it up this morning to watch it again. But today, the professional wing-eating contest, the Wing Bowl, was held in Philadelphia.
Okay.
And professional wrestling star Mick Foley was ejected after stuffing uneaten chicken wings into a fanny pack in an attempt to increase his total.
Oh, a little, kind of like a little, that little
that?
Deception. That's a little deception.
Who does that?
I don't know. What was the guy's name again? What was the guy's name?
Mick Foley. I don't watch professional wrestling anymore.
What a horrible name for a professional wrestler. I like the John Cougar. I like Blue Oyster Cult. You know, I like things that have colors and animals in the same name. Anything you can do with an animal and a color, I like. But this guy needs to get a different wrestling name.
I think Mick is probably the brother of Matt Foley.
Okay.
Who lives in a van down by the river and eats cheese, for all you SNL Chris Farley fans. But Chicago's Patrick Bertoletti wins the Wing Bowl in 26 minutes, 444 wings.
How many minutes?
26. He edged Molly Schuyler, who eclipsed her record of 363 last year with 440. How'd you like to shove 440 wings down your gullet and finish second by four wings?
Now, Molly Schuyler?
Mm-hmm.
That's a lady.
Mm-hmm. From Bellevue, Nebraska.
No way.
Yeah. YouTube this chick. She went down to...
What'd she weigh, like 75 pounds?
120 pounds.
Yeah.
Mother of four.
Right.
Works in Omaha, Bellevue.
Uh-huh.
And there's a challenge, I think it's in Texas somewhere. You eat the old 72-ounce steak, the taters, that's right, I just said taters.
Taters.
The taters, the salad, the bread, you get it for free, you get 1 hour. She did two of them in 15 minutes.
You see, there's something wrong, something wrong there. I mean, they're just not, people that win these contests, you know, they... excuse me, their throat or something isn't, you know, it's just like straight down. I mean, there's something. It's, it can't, I mean, it's got to be. That's not possible.
You know how many people went and watched this thing? 20,000. 20,000 people went to watch this.
Watch it.
Watch it.
They
served beer.
I can see that.
They did serve beer.
I can definitely think that would be the case.
Hey, farmers.
Don't they serve beer and everything that entertains people, charges admission?
If you go to it, they serve beer.
Yeah, that's right.
Hey, folks, it's a competition like no other, and the folks at T&L Irrigation are like no other as the 2015 irrigation season is fast approaching. Found out why so many growers are moving to T&L's hydrostatically powered pivot irrigation systems. T&L's superior reliability, low maintenance, safety, and the simplicity of T&L's hydraulic design are just a few of the reasons why you should contact your local T&L dealer today or visit their website at TLIRR.com. TLIRR.com. T&L Irrigation Systems, like no other. Check them out today. Love to have you be a part of a T&L Irrigation and getting ready for the 2015 season. Weather like this kind of makes you think about it a little bit. So good week for that. A couple of other sports notes as we, again, continue to attempt to bring in Nate Klaus, who is tied up with a big old recruiting story. But we'll have him on here before the end of the program today. The Pro Football Hall of Fame will elect or release the people that are going to get in tomorrow. Mick Tinglehoff, we're pulling for you, buddy. Mick Tinglehoff, Lexington, Husker, Minnesota Viking, to get in to the Pro Football Hall of Fame. You're more of a Mick Tinglehoff era than I am. We've had him on the show, but that's more your era, and he was about as tough as they get.
Yeah.
Was it Chuck Bednarik, the Eagle? Is that the guy thinking of? Yeah, he's – when I think Mick Tinglehoff, I think Chuck Bednarik.
Well, you think – well, Mick Tinglehoff, I mean, just how many games they played, consecutive games they played. Some of these guys, you know, when somebody got hurt – Doug, I mean, somebody got hurt, like a defensive tackle. The next thing you know, here comes on the field the right offensive guard for a couple plays until we get this guy taped up a little bit, you know, fix his helmet a little bit, and then we'll go on. But, he was in the Dick Butkus era. Remember, ever hear of Dick Butkus? Ray Nitzky?
Maybe a couple.
Yeah, there you go.
Mohammed Berry is the latest commit for the Nebraska football team. He is a linebacker out of Loganville, Georgia. He came into the picture, obviously, with the new coaching staff, but Charlton Warren, a carryover from the Pelini staff, was big on this. Berry and his family and friends were at the in-home visit, say they were blown away by Coach Mike Riley and how different he is compared to any other head coach they've ever been around, saying, quote, "My mom didn't even know he was a head coach because he was just acting big time or better than you." Berry says, "He's not stern. He's a really cool guy. He even had a conversation with my sister. He's a person that is just so interested in your family, you know. I understand him talking with my big brother. I understand my cousin because you understand people like that being influential in my decision. But to have a conversation with my little sister, it just shows how much he cares. It just shows how much he cares about anyone in your family. He's just a great coach, man, a great guy, a great person. He's all real. He's the type of person that you know what you get from him." That's some quotes from Mohammed Berry.
You remember Bob Devaney, the stories with Bob Devaney. Doug, you've heard those. My favorite one with Bob Devaney was he went to some place to recruit the kid, and he said, "I'm sitting there, and I'm playing the piano. The mother's playing the piano. Bob's singing songs with her. Bob's everything's going really well, and the kid's listening, and everything's good, perfect." And he said, "Yeah." When he got done, he said, "Kid ended up going to Oklahoma, but the mom came to Nebraska." Yeah, so.
My favorite one was a John Melton story.
Okay,
sitting there, and the grandmother was in the room, and again. Melton had so many of these. A lot of the assistant coaches that came out on speaking engagements were great. He said he sat down and, he sat in a recliner. And, of course, there's the table and the lamp, you know, just the end table. And there's a bowl of peanuts sitting on the end table there. And, you know, they're talking. And he's throwing in a peanut now and then. And, you know, it's a long conversation. These in-home visits aren't just 5 minutes. And as it all wraps up, he looks over and he notices that he ate all the peanuts. And he goes, "Oh, ma'am, I am so sorry. I will run downtown and get you another bag of peanuts. I didn't mean to eat all those peanuts." And, I just sat here, and time goes by, and I ate them all. And she goes, "That's okay, dearie. I sucked all the chocolate off them already anyway."
Oh, my God. Jiminy Christmas. Oh, wow. Holy cow.
Oh. Woo, woo, woo. What do you think about that story?
Ah, that one's that. Is it? It's time for another rock band that's got a name, like a color, and a Black Sabbath. There we go.
Big Dally's Deli is about ready to get after it again at the end of February in Hastings. Currently, 610 East South Street in Hastings is open for you across from Duncan Field, and reopening at the end of February in downtown Hastings at 801 West 2nd Street. Mike and the gang will be ready for you. They're a home of a bazillion and one sandwiches. All sandwiches are served with your choice of freshly baked bread or bun, cheese, you can get a wrap if you want, fresh veggies, condiments, the dill pickle spear on the side, and Dally's side items include, get the old combo meal, chips, potato salad, fruit cup, side salad. They have homemade soup available in cup or a bowl, desserts, cookies, more. It's all there for you at Big Dally's Deli. And hey, it is Super Bowl Sunday. How about a meat and cheese tray and special long sandwiches for this weekend's event? Call ahead for current pricing and special orders. Big Dally's Deli, 610 East South Street in Hastings, and getting set to reopen next month in downtown Hastings at 801 West 2nd Street. We'll take a break. Be back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show, including Jay Rude, as we head to Las Vegas to talk a little Super Bowl odds after this.
Today, buyers need the OneRocky.com edge. Finding out first is what gives you the best chance of finding the right home. Kearney's best real estate website just got better with customized listing notifications sent right to your email. As soon as a new listing meeting your criteria becomes available, you'll be notified. Log on to OneRocky.com and get signed up now.
Yo, this is Rocky. My customized listing service is not junk email. We don't even collect data. It's just my way of putting you first in the hunt for the right home.
Put Rocky Geyser in your corner because he cares. OneRocky.com.
I'm a business owner, and we called Kearney Cretan Block when we needed a new and inviting-looking driveway.
We called Kearney Cretan Block when we decided to do a fire pit and patio. You should be calling Kearney Cretan Block and Christensen Concrete for all your concrete and masonry supplies. Let the professionals help you enhance the beauty and value of your home and business. Kearney Cretan Block and Christensen Concrete Products, building generations one block at a time.
Assisted living. Is it about help with the daily needs of living or about getting more out of life? Is it about the services offered or the spirit in which help is given? At Good Samaritan Society Hastings Village, the difference is in a philosophy that everyone deserves to feel loved and valued. In fact, it's a lot more than assisted living. It's a little help from your friends. For more information on assisted living, give us a call at Good Samaritan Society Hastings Village or find us on the web at good-sam.com.
You'll have fun, fun, fun when you make it Funner Park.
Thoroughbred racing, fantastic food, full bar service, live draw keno. Where else but Funner Park's Finish Line Restaurant and Sports Lounge? Coast to Coast Saddle Casting starts 11:20. All the top tracks, including Oaklawn and Santa Anita. Catch all the action, continuous tonight racing, and the prime rib special. Watch the big game Sunday at the Finish Line, Grand Island, number one for food and fun.
More exciting high school basketball comes your way Friday on our network of stations and PlatteRiverPreps.com. On ESPN 1460 and 1550, the Kearney High Bearcats host Grand Island starting at 6. On 1230 KHAS, the St. Cecilia and Grand Island Central Catholic boys play in the Centennial Conference semifinals at 7. And on Classic Hits 98.9, the Kearney Catholic boys host McCook at 6:30. It's High School Hoops Friday right here and online at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Show Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Our Midtown Mark Cooler question: which of the two undefeated NCAA men's college basketball teams has the best chance of winning the NCAA tournament? Not a lot of folks are on this Virginia bandwagon as they take Kentucky. We vote this weekend on ESPNSuperstation.com about Major League Baseball. Giants, Royals. Will they make it to this year's World Series? ESPNSuperstation.com. Vote now on our Midtown Mart Cooler question. Midtown Mart of Hastings, home of the coldest beer and coolest topics. And we've got Doug and Daddy listeners out in Las Vegas. We've got them down in Arizona. They've got the golf tournament, the Super Bowl. And I know folks will be sitting around at the Mandalay Bay, the MGM, and a lot of the properties. And it is our pleasure to welcome in the Vice President of the Race and Sportsbook, Jay Rood, back to the Doug and Daddy Show. Doug Duda, Jim Langan. Jay, good morning. Happy Super Bowl weekend.
Thank you. How's it going? Yeah, It's a good weekend. It's going to be a lot of fun. Great matchup.
Am I going to get better odds on the Royals or the Giants before we jump into the Super Bowl here?
You're probably going to get better odds on the Giants. Let me pull that up real quick for you. It's right now we got the Royals at 20-1, and the Giants are 10-1 to win the World Series.
Yeah. Boy, when's the last time the Royals had that good odds, Jimmy? We've been waiting all this time, and now they're 20-1.
Yeah, last year we had them at 40, so it's cut in half, you know. So they were in the neighborhood of 40, 50 last year. So we expect them to continue their decent play.
Jay, you're getting your eye on the floor out there. People starting to mill around. They'll really be coming in hard later today and flooding in Saturday morning. What are you seeing? I remember when I was out there last year, I couldn't believe how much Seattle Seahawk gear was being worn. Are you starting to see a lot of gear so far?
Yeah, you know, the Seahawk gear bandwagon is definitely a big phenomenon in the last 18 months or so. We're seeing a lot of jerseys show up. Our local news just had a guy, we're having some rain out here today, and it had a guy in a Seahawk jersey, and he was right at home, so... in the rain in the street. So, yeah, you know, we need a little bit more Seahawk money. It's been mostly Patriot money. We're Patriots minus one, and total's 47.5. We just got off of the 48 last night. Some sharp money's been coming in on the under pretty steady. And about 8 o'clock last night, we dropped it down to 47.5. But predominantly Patriot money's been coming in. But that's the way it was last year, too. I mean, it was just Broncos, Broncos, Broncos. And then suddenly Saturday morning, about 11 or so, The tide shifted a little bit, and then Sunday morning it really shifted. Sunday, right before kickoff, it was almost exclusively Seahawk money.
Yeah, Jim Langan here. Do you think people look at the last game too much? Do you think they look at New England and how they played the last game and how Seattle had to come from behind? Do you think they look at that last game too much? Because if you go up the previous game with New England, you know, they really struggled at home. Your thoughts?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, what we call Joe Q Public, or the average amateur gambler that does it on a recreational basis, you know, and when I say recreational, that doesn't mean the size of their wager. That means, it just means that, you know, they do it as a point of pleasure. But they do tend to bet what they saw last. And, you know, a lot of people do a lot of handicapping that way. And, you know, during the regular season, that's kind of why the house can be pretty successful, because a lot of people will see what these two teams just did, you know, how Seahawks had to
Looks like we lost our contact with Jay out in Las Vegas. We'll try and dial him back up. Is it going to be one of those days? Is it going to be one of those days, Jimmy?
It could be.
Does this mean just stay away from any investing this weekend?
No, I probably should. I probably won't.
But it's fun.
Yeah.
Well, we'll reconnect with Jay Root out at the MGM, talking a little Super Bowl odds here. And as we said, the odds went from Seattle favored by 2.5. They actually put it out while the AFC Championship game was going on between the Colts and the Patriots. And it's all the way now shifted to -1. You don't see that kind of a line change very often in the Super Bowl. That's 3.5 total points.
Well, what happened, Doug, actually, was before the last games were played, Seattle, you could take Seattle, and if they would happen to be playing the Colts, they were favored by 7.5. If Seattle was playing New England, they were favored by 3.5, Doug. So it actually has changed since the last week's games. You know, the previous week it was a little different than that. So, yeah, it actually went from 3.5, you know, a week before to now. So that's a 4.5 point swing.
If you would like to be part of the show, or if you might have a question for Jay when we rehook up here, you can email us to the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com, or you can tweet us at ESPN1460-1550. You can tweet us at ESPN1460-1550. We have reacquired Jay Rood, the vice president of the Race and Sportsbook at MGM, and the Gremlins are out today, Jay. Maybe that's a precursor for our wagering on Sunday. But we were.
Yeah,
just,
I don't know what happened there. Maybe the rain is causing havoc out here in the desert.
I'll tell you what, I know what a half inch of rain does out there in Vegas. People freak out, so it's pretty cool. The line move, talk about that and how unusual that is in the Super Bowl. It'll move a point, but 3.5 and switch sides, that's highly unusual.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, we opened Seattle 2.5 about the end of the third quarter of the AFC Championship game. And, you know, when I first had it on the screen, it just looked really bizarre. Although, you know, Seattle's been playing really well, really well. New England as a dog in the Super Bowl at this stage of their, you know, I don't want to say dynasty, but their stage of with Tom Brady and Bill Belichick, you know, that just looked completely wrong. You know, like a bizarro world, from to use a term from the Seinfeld show. And we kept taking bets on New England. You know, nothing big, but just initially first. A couple of bets were in New England, and something just snapped. I said, we got the wrong favorite here. We got to get the other way quickly. And I started dropping the number very quick. And once we were at 1 and they were still taking New England, I said, enough of this. And I switched it all the way over to the Patriots, -1. And they were still laying it, even though right across the street they could have gotten New England +1.5, because a lot of places still had Seattle -1.5 or 2. I just took a quick stance saying that, you know, we had the wrong favorite here and we needed to get to the Patriots at least a small favorite, and you know, which is what my power rankings indicated. And then we took a little money back and we sat at pick for a couple of days, and then some of my wise guys that I respect quite a bit came in and bet Patriots at pick. So we went to 1, and it's kind of where the world is settled at -1 right now, and we'll see what happens. I hope that we see some Seahawk money show up here in the next 24 hours. If not, tomorrow night, I'll be having to make a decision whether we bump this up to 1.5 and see if we can't draw some money that way.
Gut feeling, how much, what's the most you think the line could move here in the next 2 days?
I think that's about it. I think if anything, you're going to see Patriots minus 1.5. Unless I see here personally at MGM Resorts a tidal wave of Seahawk money in the next 48 hours, I'm going to be, it's going to be hard pressed for me to get back down to pick. Because we're still going to be taking Patriot money, but it's just going to have to be, probably 4-1 or 5-1 on Seahawk to make us get off of that, and I just don't see that happening. I think we're going to start pacing more, pretty dead even, 50-50 from here on out, and maybe take a couple of a decent sized bets on the Seahawks to balance us out on what we've been taking on Patriots already.
Yeah, I wouldn't be afraid to be on Seattle's side because. They have played, and if they can play the way they want to, it'll be a low-scoring game. If they can control the game, they'll run the ball. And their quarterback really doesn't take many chances. Russell Wilson has not been the type of guy to take chances. Last game against Green Bay, he took some chances in the first half, dug his team into a complete hole. The whole game was played, the entire first half was played on one side of the field. And I just don't see that happening where Seattle's going to take many chances. I think if they can control the game... Under's good. I think if New England controls the game, the over's good. Your thoughts on that?
I completely agree with you. Yeah, I if someone said you have to make a wager on this game, I would bet the under. I think Seattle's defense is more capable of dictating the pace of the game than New England's offense, for sure. And, it's just, like you said, it's a matter of what Russell Wilson does on offense. And it's a matter of what his coaches set him up for. If they set him up for, I think what you're going to see a lot of too, and probably one of my favorite props would be Marshawn Lynch's receiving yards over. I think you're going to see them try to get him on some screen plays on the edge where he can take on some guys that aren't quite as big as the ones he's going to face trying to go up the middle, and he'll be able to do some damage on the edges, I think, and get big chunks of yards on the edge. And if they can do that, Seattle, this could look a lot like last year.
Talking with Jay Rue, the vice president of the Racing Sportsbook at MGM, where, heck, they've even got UFC going on tomorrow night, all the things that are going on around the Super Bowl that folks heading out to flying out of our area today can have more entertainment than just the football. You talked about one of the prop bets. I see the safety bets have dropped down because a lot of people now are jumping on that to be the first score of the game. It went from 50-1 to 35-1 here in the last week. What are people attacking in these prop bets, Jay? And give us another one or two that you really like.
Yeah, the safety, they're playing with house money. It's hit like three out of the last 4 years, and it's hit at the high rate and being the first place scored in the game last year. That paid 50-1, and within the first 20 seconds of the game, we were stuck a half a million because of all the safety propositions that we had tied to it. And we're drawing a lot of action to that, rightfully so. If I'd cashed three out of the last 4 years on the safety and was coming back, I would play it again just because I'm way ahead of the game. But I'm hoping that one doesn't happen. The one prop that I probably would look at, with this game being picked and maybe Seattle catching 1 point, if you really think that Seattle's going to be able to dominate this game, I'm always a kind of an under guy, because it's got to get to the over. You're a winner until it gets there. So I like that philosophy. I might look to go under a total prop, like under 41.5 points plus $2 or something like that, and keep this a defensive matchup. If it goes 17-10 or 21-14, you're good. You're cashing, then that's great. That doesn't make for the most exciting games, but if it gets you to the cashier window, that's pretty exciting.
Yeah, I had, before we talked to you on the air, I said that Russell Wilson, I think there's a prop bet for him, and it might be different at your area, but this was 13 yards. If he had a rush, his over-under for his longest rush from the line of scrimmage was 13 yards, and I thought the over was a smart bet because the trouble with betting him that he's going to get over 41.5 yards for the game is he could get sacked 5 or 6 times. Your thoughts
right
on that?
Absolutely. No, the single rush one is where some value is. I think Patriots are mindful that Wilson is much better outside the pocket than he is. He's not much better. He can create more damage outside the pocket, it seems, than when they keep him contained and force him to go through his I think you can say that about almost any quarterback, though. They're going to want to keep him in the pocket and make sure that they keep an eye on what he's doing. So I don't think it's going to be as easy. Who knows? But maybe they'll intentionally try and get him to pop a big one to just make sure that the defense is mindful of that, and that'll open up a few things on the edge. But yeah, 13.5, that sure seems pretty short compared to some of the runs that he's ripped off in the past.
Jay Rude for just the last minute here, and we'll let him get back to taking money there in Las Vegas and being smart and setting the lines. Some people get confused with the Gatorade and the color of Katy Perry's hair and all that stuff. Again, we remind you that doesn't happen in Vegas. This is legit football betting. But what's the strangest one, I guess, is the best way to put it in your eye on the entire board?
Well, you know, we had it up there, but unfortunately Tiger Woods isn't participating. he's blowing up to historical proportions. I mean, it's I was watching it yesterday early, and I was going, man, this is sad. I mean, because this is a guy that we couldn't set a number on him to win a tournament much above, you know, 5-2 for like 2-3 straight years, because that was too much value because he was winning so often. And his performance yesterday and then today, you're just like, you know, it's like the death of an American folk hero almost, you know. But it was what would be the highest on Sunday. We had a prop. Tiger Woods score on the 16th hole, you know, where the stadium hole where they all get rowdy and just go nuts. It's a par 3 versus total field goals in the game or total TD passes thrown by Tom Brady. But unfortunately, all three had to start for that to be action, and it doesn't look like Tiger's going to make the cut, so I might have to go back to the drawing board and figure a couple more things up, because that sort of threw a monkey wrench into things. But you know, we have a team to receive opening kickoff. You know, that's the coin flip. We just label it a little bit differently. The coin flip might not exactly correlate, but the Patriots have kicked off in 86% of their games this year, so that's a pretty big trend. So the Seattle Seahawks are a favorite in that. But if you think that maybe Seattle would win the flip and make New England do something that they don't like to do, which is receive the ball first, which would make sense with that defensive unit, then you're getting a pretty good value there at plus 105, 115 in that range, depending on when you make the bet. So I think that could, you know, get your day off pretty quick if the coin goes your way for Seattle and they put the Patriots on offense first.
Jay Rude, MGM, Vice President of the Race and Sportsbook. We know there's UFC tomorrow night. There's tons of concerts at the variety of properties. Jay, if folks are flying out today or driving to the airport right now, what else do we need to let them know about this weekend?
It's huge. Yeah, I mean, we've got the comeback of Silva. Anderson Silva is going to be making his comeback from that gruesome injury that he had less than a year ago. That's unbelievable. He's coming back from that already against Nate Diaz at the MGM Grand. It's going to be a great UFC fight. All kinds of things going on over there tomorrow night. And then, you know, it's just Vegas in general. I mean, you walk off the plane and it's Candyland for the adults. And the good thing is we don't have a measles outbreak going on down here. So if you want to get away from Disneyland and the measles, come to Vegas. But all kinds of dining options. It's great. It's, everybody should at least put this on their bucket list to spend the Super Bowl in Vegas, because everybody out in the crowd is rooting for the same thing, and that's to beat me. Try and take money off the house, and you have a real camaraderie, real kind of party atmosphere, and it's just a lot of fun.
It is a ton of fun. Jay, before we let you go, sometimes we get immersed in the work, but who do you actually think will win the game Sunday?
I've been giving out a pick, and I've been using a line that's a little play on what's been going on. I like Seattle 17-10. I think the Seahawks will deflate the Patriots' hopes in the fourth quarter by keeping pressure on both sides of the ball.
Well done, Jay. It is always a pleasure to talk with you, Mike Perenio, and the entire gang that works so hard out there in Vegas, and hopefully we'll see you soon. Have a great weekend, but not too great for the Nebraska people.
Yeah, we'll just grind out our little piece and have a good time. Yeah, Mike will be happy to get back and talk to you guys. He enjoys that.
Thanks, Jay.
Thank you.
Anytime, guys.
Jay Rude, MGM, Vegas. Oh, fun times.
Well, he knows his stuff, doesn't he?
Well, you got to, or you get fleeced. You don't keep your job out there if you're making the wrong selections.
Did you know how many times he agreed with me, Doug? Can you imagine that?
Yeah.
Did you catch that?
You're one of the, what do they call them? You're the smart money.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
The smart money.
Thank you very much.
So, and Tiger Woods is sucking. He is 8 over through, what is that now, 11 holes.
He eagled a hole
yesterday. A quad, a triple.
He eagled one yesterday. Yeah. When was your last eagle?
Almost. Almost. I don't know. I've had them.
They're hard to get.
Well,
they're
especially
hard.
When you stink. When you're not good. When you're not good, it's much tougher to get an eagle.
They need to put the pin
place. It's hard to do it in a scramble, let alone on your own.
You saw that commercial where that guy's looking at that putt, and then the guy's holding the flag, and then all you see is the guy and the guy holding the flag, and then also they pull it, and the hole is the size of like a foxhole. You remember that? I love that commercial. I could add more eagles.
You'd love to putt on those types.
I'd add a lot more eagles.
We're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. More on this Friday before the Super Bowl after this.
Where you're a neighbor. Not a number, we're Custom Pack.
This week, a Custom Pack of Hastings get our fresh ground ham loaf mix, only $3.38 a pound. Swift Premium Center Cut Boneless Pork Loins, just $2.79 a pound. And a 6-pound box of 16 6-ounce char patties, only $22.95 each. It's all a Custom Pack of Hastings.
At Custom Pack, you're a neighbor, not a number.
Straight from the heart. It's the most unique high school basketball event in the state. The Heartland Hoops Classic, February 14th, showcasing 12 schools, 6 games, beginning at 11 a.m. in the comfort of the Heartland Event Center. Your ticket is good for the entire day. See Amherst, Ravenna, St. Cecilia, BDS,
Omaha Scott, Norfolk Catholic,
Aurora, GICC,
Elkhorn, South Columbus,
Oak Hill Academy, Omaha South. Buy tickets at the Heartland Event Center box office or log on to Ticketmaster.com.
Hi, this is Ron Wall with Cargill Ag Horizons Marketing Services, better known as CAMS. As a personal marketing manager, I bring Cargill's global knowledge to your home or office by delivering unique insights that can benefit your operation. When you work with CAMS, you have expert marketers working for you so that you can concentrate on the business of farming. To learn more about how our disciplined approach to risk management can benefit your operation, call me at 402-710-1200. Cargill, helping farmers prosper.
Storm Hockey Saturday on the Breeze 94.5.
The Tri-City Storm defeated the Lincoln Stars on Tuesday night to run their winning streak to 7 games. In Tuesday's game, the Storm won 6-1. 5 different scorers had goals for Tri-City. 2 of them came from Matthew Freitag. Freitag now has 10 goals this season. He is the third Storm forward with a double-digit goal total after Chris Wilkie and Nick Master.
Doug and Daddy in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Doug Duda, Jim Langan with you as the 2014 model clearance event is happening now at your Midway Auto Dealership. Midway Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, Midway Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, GMC, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney through the end of the month. And that is not very long. It's tomorrow, folks. So if you've been looking, now's the time to kind of pull the trigger, get things done. 2.9% APR for 72 months, plus a $500 rebate for financing with Midway, on top of their already huge rebates and hassle-free discounts on all 2014 models in stock. Cadillacs, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Rams. Of course, the 2014 Ram Plus. Maybe you're looking for a Ram truck out there. Whatever the case may be, check it out today, South 2nd Avenue, or online at thinkmidway.com. Think Midway. It's a better way. Nebraska fans will have their first opportunity to see Coach Mike Riley's team at the Red-White Spring Game Saturday, April 11th. Tickets will go on sale next Wednesday at 8 a.m. Go to Huskers.com for more information. Call 1-800-8-8-8. Big Red. And of course, if you're in Lincoln, you can stop by the ticket office. Costs for reserve tickets are $10 each. Of course, they'll once again have the youth drug-free pledge and many other items. Also, Nebraska has set the prices for season and single game tickets. Season ticket holders will pay $57 per game for 7 home games, which are way better than what we've seen last year. Students will pay $23 per game. Single game tickets, $80 for Big Ten Conference home games against Wisconsin, Northwestern, Michigan State, and Iowa. The BYU game, $75. Southern Miss and South Alabama, you can get in for only $50, Jimmy.
$50.
That's it. Just $50.
Just pay $50 cash.
Get them all there. Go to Huskers on, go to Huskers.com for more information. Hey, Jimmy, guess what?
You got bowling.
The top-rated Nebraska women's bowling team will continue its regular season today, traveling to the Prairie View A&M Invite held at the International Training and Research Center in Arlington, Texas. I wonder what they're researching. An extremely talented 12-team field, three-day tournament. They're just about ready to throw that first one down the lane. It's today at noon. Five matches of five Baker games. They'll conclude Sunday with the best 4 out of 7. Coach Bill Straub is eager to take the group of bowlers back down to Arlington. As he mentioned, it is one of the team's favorite tournaments to go to during the regular season, probably because it's warm. About ready to get underway. So Nebraska, Prairie View, A&M, Vanderbilt's there, Farley Dickinson, Central Missouri out of the MIAA. We'll see them again. There you go. Sam Houston State, North Carolina A&T. What do you think? Huskers win it this week?
Oh, yeah.
There's a prop bet for you. Huskers win it?
I think they're in.
Okay. Right. Monday on the show, Bailey Morris, Concordia's all-time leading scorer, will join us. Her team is up in Michigan playing this weekend. They ranked third in the country, was at their gymnasium yesterday and saw the Guardian Angel girls play a very solid basketball game, beating Kearney Catholic. Both were 16-1. Crofton beat Pierce in the Battle of State Champions. Hastings St. Cecilia a winner last night. They'll have a rematch with Lincoln Christian in the Girls Centennial Conference Final, which is coming up tomorrow. Christian beat Kearney, or beat St. Cecilia by one earlier this season. Nebraska women, a struggle last night, but they do get the win. That's the key. When you struggle a little bit, if you can still get the win, that's usually the sign of a pretty solid basketball team.
Who'd they play last night, Doug?
Illinois.
Okay. Oh, I knew that.
Patrice White out of Shelby, 23 points.
Yep, I knew it was Illinois. I watched the Nebraska-Iowa game. What a tough loss that was. You know, to go down there and have that foul called with about 0.3 seconds or 0.7 seconds. The girl made the second of two free throws. And it was tough. It looked like she got a lot of ball there on that block shot, but maybe she hit her with the body in the head. I don't know. I'm going to pass on it since I'm a Nebraska fan.
Now, as an official, do you ever just say they blew it? I mean, when you're watching a game?
Yeah.
Of any sport?
Yeah. Oh, yes, all the time.
Okay.
I've done that with myself. You know, I mean, I blew that one.
I mean, you know.
Oh, yeah, Come on.
You working tonight?
Yes.
Okay.
Kearney Catholic and McCook.
Oh, so I get to see you there?
You're going to be there?
I'm going to be there.
Yeah, and then I'm going to hustle over as soon as that game's over. I'll try to take a quick shower, but I may not. I might just change clothes and go watch Kearney High play.
Sit on Grand the stage
Island.
At Kearney High.
Kearney High, watch Grand
Island. Or right behind the Grand Island bench.
No, I will sit in the same place I always sit, which is close to the band.
Oh,
yeah.
There you go.
In the,
are you a rowdy?
I might take, you know, I'm reffing with Tim Higgins, and he teaches at Grand Island. So when we get done with our game at...
might be an early wager.
Well, I mean, no. When we get done with the Kearney Catholic McCook game, if it doesn't go overtime, we might both go over there and watch that game together.
What are the odds of that game going overtime, you think?
McCook and Kearney Catholic?
Yeah.
Not good.
Yeah.
I did have overtime last night, though.
Really?
Yeah. That would have been the Mullen and Sand Hills girls went overtime.
They had some good games up there.
Yeah.
Yesterday, girls and boys.
Yeah, I did both games. Ones. Yeah, we did the both. In fact, the other game was a 4-point game, and, and they hit a shot, called timeout with 3 seconds to go. The team threw the ball away, so they got the ball. Kids at the top of the key and throws a pass to a guy that wasn't ready for it, and he traveled.
Mm. Don't want to do that.
No.
Both UNK games went overtime last night.
Isn't that something?
The men win 87-86. Washburn hit a half-court shot at the buzzer in overtime to make it 87-86. Ethan Brozek, 23 points, 8 rebounds for the women. They had the lead most of the night, but with 6 seconds to go, a three-pointer from Laramie Lewis tied things up at 58 to force overtime. And then UNK fell 68-61 despite Amara Williams, 25 points, 11 rebounds. They will play at Emporia State on Sunday. Hastings College will play at Dort tomorrow, 2-4. You can hear those games on 1230 a.m. KHAS. Also, high school basketball tonight. The McCook Kearney Catholic boys will be on Classic Hits 98.9. The Kearney game against Grand Island will be right here on ESPN Radio. And then St. Cecilia Central Catholic boys will be on 1230 KHAS down in Lincoln as the semifinals. But I'm going to tell you this. It's the finals. There was an upset on the other side. I think this is for the marbles tonight. Central Catholics won 11 in a row, and of course St. Cecilia is undefeated.
Yeah, well, this is probably the highlight game actually in the state. You know, Doug, if you look at that, Central Catholic and St. Cecilia, and unfortunately they're playing the game in Lincoln. you know. But this is a should be a tremendous, tremendous basketball game with those two. And what a hats off to GICC for their win that they had in the first round. They had to go down, didn't they? Go down to SCOTUS. No, where did they go to the first round? Mm-hmm. SCOTUS and win. Yeah. So yeah, what a huge win for them.
Find out more online at Platt. RiverPreps.com, where you can listen to the games. In the wrestling, Adams Central among those having an invite today, so some good teams over there. UNK falls to number 6 in the Division 2 poll. They'll be at number 9, Lindenwood. That is tonight. Then Sunday, they will be at Newman University. Hastings College fell last night, and they will be back in action on Wednesday. Nebraska's 10th-ranked wrestling team is at number 24, Northwestern. Tonight, they will host Indiana at the Devaney Center, Sunday at 1 o'clock. UNK baseball team, as we kind of surmised on the show yesterday, would probably be 4th or 5th. They're picked 5th in the MIAA preseason coaches poll, returning 7 starters and 6 pitchers off last year's 30-19 squad, including All-American right fielder Anthony Pacheco and All-Region utility player Danny Droll. The season is about ready to start at Metro State in Denver. Emporia State, number 1, followed by Central Missouri and Central Oklahoma. Are we going to see you behind the plate of some of those this year?
I doubt it. Yeah, I doubt it. Not in the MIAA. No, I did not.
Not conference stuff here.
Maybe, possibly.
Maybe. Who do we got to talk to?
MIAA.
No. Here, just to get you behind the plate once more.
I'd probably Damon Day.
He makes those hires.
I'm pretty sure he does not. yeah. They have a commissioner for those games. Yeah.
Well, here it
can
is.
Can you imagine Damon coming up and go, "Hey, Jimmy, you know, hey, I'll see you tomorrow. You got home plate." Yeah. You know, they kind of work like that. Yeah.
We have Fanatics Fantastic Friday trivia coming up here in just a moment, so get your fingers ready. One winner per household every 3 months for the Fanatics quiz. And the number is 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. We'll ask you a trivia question. First person to get it right will get a $25 gift card to Fanatics, where you can watch the Super Bowl this Sunday on any of their TVs, including the two huge high-definition projection televisions. Enjoy some custom handcrafted pizza with your choice of toppings, wide variety of appetizers, great wings, sandwiches, burgers. It's all right there at Fanatics. Call now, 888-455-3776. And as the calls come in, Jimmy, Super Bowl prediction time. What do you got?
Well, I've got Seattle winning the football game, and I have it low scoring too. I think it's going to be a low scoring game. I think there would be a lot of field goals in this game. I've got it something like, you know, Doug, to be honest with you, something like 19-13, something like that.
Really?
I'd say about 19-13 Seattle.
Well, I took Seattle at the beginning of the year. I'm going to pick them again here. I said it the day after we had the teams, you know, the Monday after the championship games. I said in my gut, I'm going to be rooting for Seattle, which still seems a little weird to me. But my head says New England probably wins this game. And I don't know why. We had Pat Rule on yesterday, offensive line coach of the Seahawks. We talked with him. He talks about their big D-line. What is it about New England that we don't want to pick them? Seattle's the defending champion, Marshawn Lynch, best defense in the league. There's all kinds of reasons to pick Seattle. Why don't we want to pick New England? What is it about New England, Jimmy, that you say, that's why I'm not picking them?
I actually think, Doug, that the NFC is better than the AFC. I think the Dallas Cowboys, the Green Bay Packers, Seattle, I think those three teams are probably better than anybody, you know, right now. Detroit's not bad. Arizona had a good team, and their quarterback got hurt. They went through all kinds. I just think the NFC is better than the AFC. We'll find out.
All right, let's go to the phone lines for Fanatics Friday Trivia. Who are we chatting with?
Brooks,
you ready to go? Who you got?
Yes, sir.
Seattle or New England? That's not the question because we don't know the answer yet, but who you got?
New England.
Okay. Big, or is it going to be close?
It'll be close. 3 points.
All right. I see. I've got a couple here, and then I got a couple more that they're just so easy that I can't give you an easy one. So here we go. Oh, man. What do you think, Jimmy? Hard or easy?
Let's go easy.
You like easy?
I want him to win.
That a boy, Jimmy.
All right. Here we go. I don't think I, I don't know that this is easy. It might be, though. Who is the only player with three interceptions in a Super Bowl? This is probably pretty hard. The only player with three interceptions in a Super Bowl.
Rich Gannon.
Not the quarterback. He would have been the guy that made the interceptions.
Yeah. Oh.
Defensive guy.
Yeah, that's fair. Give him another shot.
I'll give you another shot. Although I love the Gannon. That's just great. I love that. Which defensive player picked off three balls in one Super Bowl?
Rod Woodson.
Not Rod Woodson. Try back. 888-455-ESPN. 888-455-3776. If you'd like to be part of our Fanatics trivia today, we're giving away a $25 gift card to Fanatics. Maybe even use it on Super Bowl Sunday if it works out for you.
Doug, was the intercept, just to make it a little more fair, on the interceptions, was it done in the first 35 Super Bowls?
It was
done in the first 35. Yeah.
Who are we chatting with?
Bill.
Bill, this player has won the most Super Bowls.
So any position.
Yep.
Joe Montana.
You know, I thought it was Joe Montana, but that is not what this says. I have to go, it's incorrect. Even though the commercial has him with all the gear out there, I have to say it's incorrect. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. Joe only won four, right? Yeah, so that is incorrect. That is incorrect.
Did somebody win six?
Somebody's won five.
Okay.
Somebody's won five. Who are we chatting with?
This is Dean.
Dean, here's the question for you. And this is the one I think we're going to stick with. Which quarterback has thrown the most passes in a single Super Bowl game?
How about Boomer Esiason?
No, it was not Boomer. Try back.
Good guess, though. Great guess.
ESPN, we're trying to give away a $25 gift card at our Fanatics Fantastic Friday Trivia here on the Doug and Daddy Show, our last piece of work going into Super Bowl Sunday. So give us a buzz at 888-455-ESPN. Who are we chatting with?
Bill again.
Bill, do you know the answer? Which quarterback has thrown the most passes in a single Super Bowl game?
Steve Young.
Not Steve Young. He's thrown the most touchdown passes in a single Super Bowl game. Poor San Diego. They just got crushed. 888-455-ESPN. 888-455-3776. If you'd like to take a shot at our Fanatics trivia on this Friday, we would love to hear from you. Give us a buzz. Who are we chatting with?
This is Stan.
Stan. Which quarterback has thrown the most passes in a single Super Bowl game?
Say Doug Williams.
It is not Doug Williams. I'm going to give a clue. His team lost. So that'll eliminate quite a few. So the answer to our trivia question was from a losing member. Who are we chatting with?
It's Mark. What's up, fellas? Hey, Coach Jimmy.
Hey, how you doing? What's going on?
Are you the smartest man in the room, Mark?
I think so.
All right, buddy, here it is. So now we got to change questions. No, which quarterback has thrown the most passes in a single Super Bowl game?
I think it's Kurt Warner.
Oh, Mark, no.
Can I try one? Just try? Can I try?
Then I got to find a new question.
No, because if I'll say it and it's incorrect, then
correct?
It's not going to be correct, but I'm just going to help them out. It'll get rid of four Super Bowls. Jim Kelly.
That's the answer. Thanks
Dang
for
it.
Ruining the question.
Dang it. Was it really?
Yeah, 58.
Why, yeah, but see, the thing of it is he lost four Super Bowls, so I just took I just wanted to take the chances.
The one against Washington, Super Bowl 26, Jim Kelly threw it 58 times. So blame Jimmy. Now we have to find
another question.
We have to find another question here. Let's see. Who are we chatting with?
Russ.
Okay, who has kicked the longest field goal in Super Bowl history? And we got to give a clue here. It is, you can give me the name, you can give me the team, and it happened after Super Bowl 25. So it's been within the last 25 Super Bowls.
That's fair.
The team or the kicker who has the longest. Well, he said, I don't want to stick around anymore.
He knew right away he didn't know a kicker. Could have yelled the team out. Just yell the team out.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. Man, I can't believe that's the answer either. Wow. A 54-yard field goal is the longest field goal in Super Bowl history.
Yeah, you're going to have to do it right at the end of the game or right at the end of half.
Well, who are we chatting with?
Mitch.
Mitch, do you know the answer? The guy or the team he kicked for with the longest field goal in Super Bowl history?
Steve Christie with the Bills.
Wow, that is right. There it is. I don't care if you looked it up. That is right. A $25 gift card. You didn't seriously know that, did you?
I did not know that at all.
Well, you better thank your wireless account for getting you hooked up real quick. Hey, hang on the line, and our producer Brent will get you hooked up here, and then wish producer Brent a happy birthday because it's his birthday tomorrow. Okay.
All right.
Hey, enjoy. Hey, who you got? Seattle or New England?
I'm saying New England, but I'm probably wrong.
Okay, hang on the line. We'll get you hooked up here. There it is. Brent will take care of that, and I guess I have to give a prediction. I don't think I did. You said
not yet.
You said 19-13.
Yeah, Seattle 19-13. 32 total points.
The over under is at 48.5 now.
I believe it's 47.5. What he said. It was 48, and he moved it down a half point. Doug.
Let me move it back here. The one, if a prop bet I would like, and okay. I don't like the odds now. First player to score, Julian Edelman, but only at 8-1. Some people are taking Tim Wright, which MGM doesn't have up. He is on some other books at 30-1, but he would be in any other player at 10-1. He is the second string tight end for New England. I kind of like that.
Sure.
I kind of like that.
They throw to their tight ends, and especially on the goal line. You know, when they get down there second down and one, and everybody's selling out to the rush, those tight ends or even an offensive tackle that reports. Doug, an offensive tackle that reports, they'll throw that guy sometimes is wide open, and that's their first choice.
Hey, Brent, would you call Nate back? We'll give him 5 minutes. He just got out of his meeting. Nate Klaus has been busy, and so we'll catch up with him here before we're running out because I do want to get his thoughts on the last couple of recruits here. So my prediction, I'm going to take the overtime route. I really think it is. Maybe Seattle wins big, but 48. I'm going to guess that the overtime might put it over. So let's go Seattle 27, New England 21.
Overtime.
That's 48. That's the number.
And that's overtime, right?
In overtime.
In overtime.
First overtime ever. I incorrectly predicted the first time the Super Bowl ended in exactly 3 points in recent memory. Carolina, New England. That was enough to get me to rethink my ways. The game will end in exactly 3. I can't believe that ever happened. But it did, and it's happened a few times since. So I'll go 27-21 overtime, Seattle. And this is one of those where I don't think, you know, sometimes I just kind of root against the team. I said, yeah, I don't want these guys to win. I don't really have that feeling because they've been around and they've played good football. Nate Klaus with us at the end of the show, Doug and Daddy's show, to talk for just a couple minutes on the latest Husker recruits and what is going to happen on Wednesday for signing day. Hey, Nate, thanks for putting us in here on the Doug and Daddy show. I know you've been busy. How are you?
I'm doing great. Just trying to kind of keep my head above water at the time.
Was there anything exciting here in the last hour that you need to fill us in on?
Not too much. You know, Nebraska is going to be hosting 6 recruits this weekend, and as of now, all 6 of those guys are supposed to make it on campus, and you know, it'll be the, you know, like you said, it'll be the last recruiting weekend, you know, before signing day, and you know, they're obviously going to try and close this class out pretty strong.
Mohammed Berry flips his commit last night from Kansas State to Nebraska. Obviously, Coach Riley and his staff saying they need a lot of linebacker help. He comes in out of Georgia. Give us your thoughts on Berry. And if you would, are we going to see more flips? Do we have to worry about that? Happens so much more now than it used to. But just your thoughts on Berry.
Yeah, you know, picking up a commitment from Mohammed Berry is big time for Coach Riley and his staff. You know, like you mentioned, they definitely need all the depth that they can get at that linebacker position. You know, coming into spring ball, they only had 4 scholarship linebackers, you know, returning to the team, you know, that have any type of playing experience whatsoever. So,
They desperately need depth there at the linebacker position. And Muhammad Berry is the type of athlete that, he's kind of a game changer. He's a kid who could honestly play, strong safety or linebacker. Is kind of a heat-seeking missile out there. He can run well. He's great in coverage. He's great in stopping a run. You watch his film, and he almost kind of reminds you, of former Husker Terrell Farley. I mean, he can do a little bit of everything, and it seems like no matter where he's at on the football field, he's always making a play and plays with an attitude and a passion that is pretty contagious to watch. So I think picking up his commitment was very important. And obviously he flipped from Kansas State to Nebraska. As far as other flips that you have to worry about that may hurt Nebraska, at this point in time, I think the only guy that you really have to worry about is maybe Matt Snyder, who's currently committed to Nebraska, deciding between, Nebraska and Michigan, and maybe defensive back Willie Sykes, who's committed to Nebraska, but there are a couple other teams who are trying to get him to visit their schools this weekend to potentially flip him as well.
Boy, he's not really sure what he wants to do. Then picking him up, that'd be rough to flip twice or three times maybe in just a short amount of time. And of course, Deshaun Neal reconfirms his commit this week, which I know is pretty big.
Yeah, that was huge for Nebraska because just like linebacker, defensive end is a spot that they're pretty thin at, and being an in-state guy, you never want to lose, an in-state guy that you've offered, especially to a potential team within your own conference. So, it looked like, Deshaun Neal could potentially flip to Michigan there for a little bit. But, of course, he sticks with Nebraska, and he's the type of guy who I think in a couple of years is really going to develop into a very good player at that defensive end position.
Yeah, my question for you, I'm going to make a comment, and then I want you your thoughts on it after I make it. But, I have no problem with these players. They're 800 miles away, 1,000 miles away, and they thought they were going to come to the University of Nebraska and play for these 7-8 coaches. They thought, hey, I like my defensive back coach. I also like the head coach. The reason I chose Nebraska might have been the coaches. If that was the reason they picked that, if that was their number one reason, if it wasn't the number one reason, I have no problem with these players making it, saying, hey, I'm changing my mind. I'm going to go someplace else. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I agree with you there. To a certain degree, people always say, hey, you commit to the school, not to the coach. Well, that sounds good in theory, but at the end of the day, recruiting or any type of sales, it revolves around relationships and the person and the people that you get to know throughout the recruiting process. It's impossible not to develop a relationship with those people. And if that changes, then of course, your feelings, about the school and about your commitment to that school is probably going to change a little bit as well. One thing that's been really impressive though with transition in Lincoln is that for the most part, Mike Riley has been able to hold this thing together extremely well. Only losing a couple guys in this class, and it's been extremely impressive. Seeing him go to work and salvaging this class and the reactions of the recruits, who were kind of maybe on the fence initially, before they met with Coach Riley and hearing what they had to say after they'd met with him and they talk about what type of person he is and what type of vision he has for the program in the future.
Last minute here with Nate Klaus, Husker Online, Rivals Network, getting ready for National Letter of Intent signing day on Wednesday. The Huskers will have a big ceremony, a press conference, and then, of course, something in the evening for boosters and the like. What will we find out? How good's this class going to be? And there's a couple of slots left here for scholarships, Nate.
Yeah, you know, Nebraska definitely wants to add, a couple more linebackers, a couple more defensive ends. I think that we're looking at probably seeing, if everything goes well, I think we're looking at, seeing Nebraska sign 5 to 6 more guys, land 5 to 6 more guys in this class, and having this recruiting class end up being, somewhere in that 22 to 23 range by the time signing day rolls around. But like I mentioned, the two main spots that they really need help at right now are.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over!
Defensive end and linebacker. Of course, they'd like to add another offensive tackle. They've got an absolute monster visiting campus this weekend from out in California, Darren Paulo, who's a 6'5", 330-pound offensive tackle, who has a great relationship with offensive line coach Mike Kavanaugh. There's a wide receiver in the mix as well. He's another kid from out in the California area. So, there are a few other spots that they'd like to kind of close this class out strong with, but definitely D end and linebacker are the important ones.
All right, Nate, we'll let you out of here. Seattle or New England, who you got?
I got to go with New England. I got to go with Tom Brady. But it's going to be close. It's going to be a very, very close game, I think. I've been flip-flopping, all week between Tom Brady or Russell Wilson, but I gotta stick with Brady here.
All right, buddy. We always appreciate you giving us some time on the Doug and Daddy show, and enjoy the remainder of the weekend. All right.
All righty, you too. Thanks, guys.
Take care, Nate Klaus on the Doug and Daddy show with a little Husker recruiting news, and that'll wrap things up for our Friday edition. We hope you enjoyed the Super Bowl. More talk all weekend long, and of course, the game at 5:30 will be coming your way on Sunday with pregame all afternoon long, and we can't wait to talk about it again on Monday. We'll find out if Mick Tinglehoff is in the Hall of Fame. We'll also be chatting with Bailey Morris from Concordia University, the Sandy Creek High School All-State graduate, breaking Concordia's scoring record and one of the top teams in the NAIA. Want to thank Jay Rood, Vice President of the Race and Sportsbook, for the MGM Grand and their properties in Las Vegas, and to Nate Klaus from Husker Online for joining us on the program today. So once again, Jimmy, your selection for our listeners is?
You're going to take Russell Wilson, longest run over 12.5 yards. That's the selection.
All right, buddy. We'll see you Monday. Folks, enjoy your weekend. Be safe. Enjoy the basketball and wrestling. And there's a lot more coming up next week here on the Doug and Daddy Show.